What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, I appreciate every time you guys tune in. Thank you. You play that play button. You download the episode. I truly appreciate it. This episode is about acceptance. I was looking at some TikToks and some funny ones, but I was thinking a little further ahead of what that TikTok would do. So I explain it all into the in the episode, but I just enjoy watching those TikToks of young men and women being comfortable in their own skin and stuff like that. So, again, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Hope you guys are having a good day. Stay safe. Hope you guys enjoy the episode. Let's get into it. All right. Guys, thanks for welcome back. Thanks again. Guys, we're going to go straight into this episode like we always do. Acceptance is key. This is the name of the episode. And I'm going to go on a different turn here with you guys. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you guys are going to see this one coming and what I mean about this. So I've been watching TikTok lately, had some free time. So I've been looking at some of the TikToks, and there's this new trend that's been going around where couples are basically, the girls are dressing like guys and the guys are dressing like girls. And it's the one where like the guy goes, I gotta put a rollie on my wrist. And then that's when the guy comes in with the female clothes, and he's like, he's got all the drugs and I got all the guns. It was really funny for me when I first started seeing that TikTok, because a lot of the captions were, you know, the girlfriend saying, I promised my boyfriend a PS5 if he did this. And you could tell some of the guys were literally just doing it just to get the PS5. A lot of the other ones were like PS5 secured. Like, it was really funny. Like, I really enjoyed watching it, especially with the caption. When you put the caption with the challenge or the dance, whatever you want to call it, it's hilarious. I just put it together. But then I started thinking about what I was watching, and for some people, they're not gonna like it. You know, they're like, that's a stupid challenge, I'll never do that. My girlfriend asked me the other day, because I was showing her it, and she said she found it funny as well. She said, would I do it? And in my head, I was like, no, I wouldn't. But then I'm also like, you know what? I actually wouldn't mind doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she asked me to do it, if she wants to, you know, give him the PS5. Wink, wink, hint, hint. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. But in all seriousness, I don't dislike the idea of that trend. I know some people are like, that's a stupid trend and all that, but it's really not. And the people that are coming at the guys for dressing up as women, for some reason, it's mostly the guys that get all the flack for dressing up like women, but the girls who are dressing up like men don't get any flack. It's just the guys. So I don't know why we're setting that double standard, but we are. You know what I'm saying? I personally enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? And here's why. And this is why I say acceptance is key. You see, I'm seeing this in a different light. I'm looking at this not right now about TikTok and all this, about right now. I'm looking at the next two generations that are coming after us, that are about to come, because you have to understand, those guys that are dressing up like females and are doing the trends on the TikTok and whatever, their kids, they're going to teach their kids that it's okay if there's people who look different or dress differently. Meaning, if you see a man that is, you know, dressing in female clothes because he should be a woman, he feels like a woman and he wants to be treated like a woman, we're not gonna look at that person weird in the next couple of generations, because in a way now it's harmless because we're just joking around it. But I feel like those men that are doing those TikToks are gonna teach their kids not to judge, not to say, oh no, you're weird or you're different, so I don't like you. No, they're gonna be like, oh no, I did that. You know, like, they weren't gay, at least not that I know of. I don't know if any of them are gay or not, but most of these challenges are done by in relationships. Either it's a brother and a sister, or mostly it's a boyfriend and a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? So, in a relationship, and I feel like they're going to teach that to their kids, going, hey, if you feel like you are, you know, a woman, you want to dress as a woman, it's okay. Or if you have a friend who feels like he's a woman, or if you have a friend that feels like she is a man and they want to dress differently and dress in their opposing clothes as like different gender of clothes, it won't be weird. You know what I'm saying? There'll be a certain acceptance, because back in the 70s and 80s, that was a big no-no. If you was a cross-dresser, that was a no-no. You had to go. You know what I'm saying? They didn't accept you. You were weird. Mostly all the men who were cross-dressers would have to be cross-dressers either in the house, or they would have to leave the house in one set of clothing and get to the nightclub or secret club or whatever for like bis and gays and dress and get dressed over there so they can feel accepted. You know, like they had to be secret. They had to be all in a community that we can't tell nobody what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that shouldn't be right. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel a certain type of way and you want to dress a certain type of way, you should be able to do it without anybody judging. Even to this day, we're still a little judging. We're getting better at it. But I think because of, not just because of TikTok, but I think just because of where we're going, where we're progressing, I think because of these trends where guys are dressing up like females and stuff, rather than seeing the progression 5 or 6 generations down, now we're going to see that progression 2 or 3 generations down. We're speeding up the process is what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? I enjoy it because I can see in the future we're going to be better, and our kids and our kids' kids are going to be better, and it's going to be a better world. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like those same people are not going to set that judgment into their kids and going, if you know somebody that's different, judge them. They won't have that. You know what I'm saying? Because these young men who are going to be dads are going to see their kids and go, oh, that kid dressed up like a girl, or he likes pink and all this. And then they're going to be like, no, that's fine. Because in their head, they did it before. But subconsciously, they're not going to they're going to remember, but they're not going to know why they're telling their kids that, hey, it's okay to accept your friend or someone the way they are. You know what I'm saying? Rather than back in the day where it was like, oh, if that kid is a cross-dresser, or if that kid, you know, doesn't want to play want to be on the football team, but he'd rather be on the cheerleaders, you need to leave him behind because he's not a real man. He's not a real boy like you. And set those standards of this is what a man is supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? I feel like in a couple generations, it'll be different. But I feel like we're progressing to that stage now. That's why I enjoy these TikToks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want them to stop. I want more guys to be encouraged. You know what I'm saying? And again, and don't get me wrong, if you're not comfortable wearing female clothes, then that's fine. You don't have to. But it shows that the open-mindedness of some of these young generations right now that are going to have kids later on. You know what I'm saying? And now, don't get me wrong, some of them are doing it because they want the PS5. Others are doing it because they want the clout and they're chasing clout. And there's other ones that do it because they're just like, I'm just want to have fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what you think of me. I'm doing this challenge with my girlfriend, so I don't care if you think that I'm a cross-dresser, or you think that I'm gay. Like, I have a girlfriend. I'm like, I know what I like. I know what I'm secure with myself. I'm happy what I'm doing, and I love that type of mentality from young men. You know what I'm saying? Especially from young women as well. I give props to the young women as well, the ones that are dressing up like guys. You know, because some of them are pretty creative with their look. Some of them put the little fake mustaches on, and or they draw it on with the beard, and they're into it just as much as the guys are into it. You know what I'm saying? And I applaud them as well. You know what I'm saying? Because those are going to be future moms who are also going to be telling their kids not to judge other people for, you know, these actions of like, if someone acts a certain way or if someone is dressing a certain way, we shouldn't be judging them. Like, this is like, if you have both parents telling their kids to be open-minded, that's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? Because for most people, we don't get open-minded until after 25, 26. That's when we start to get really open-minded for most. Others can mature quickly and, you know, realize like, oh, these are choices. If you want to make a choice, that's on you. As long as it makes you happy, great. But some of us don't get to experience that until later on, especially because of the communities that we live in. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the urban community. So I feel like some of these trends and stuff, these aren't just suburban kids doing it. You know what I'm saying? These aren't just the kids that live in fancy private neighborhoods. These are actually urban kids who are also doing these trends. So in a way, again, we're changing the way we think. We're changing the way that we are going to raise these younger generations coming up, because in the urban community, again, I spoke about this on a couple of podcasts ago about how we were raised to judge right away. If you said something that sounded somewhat suspect to whoever it was, then you were judged right there and then. You know what I'm saying? You were judged. Here, I feel like because we have these urban community kids doing these challenges, now they won't be judging as much, which means their kids won't be judging as much, which means their kids are going to be more open-minded. You know what I'm saying? So two or three generations from now, we're going to be in a place where we're not judging anymore. You know what I'm saying? We're not saying, well, this is how a boy and a girl are supposed to dress. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell my girlfriend all the time, I tell Kat, like, you know, I love pink. I love wearing pink. You know what I'm saying? I there's certain shades of pink that I'm like, you know what? I like this. You know what I'm saying? And I told her, like, and she's happy that I'll tell her, like, when my son starts to grow up, I'll show him, like, oh, yeah, you can wear pink, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, blue and red and green just isn't for boys. Like, you can wear different colors. You can wear yellow. You can wear pink. You know what I'm saying? I want to open my child's mind up by the time they're 5 or 6 to be like, you can make your own choices. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want to do. You know, one thing Kat told me that her mom used to do for her that she was very grateful for is letting her choose her own clothing when they went out as she was kids. At 5 or 6, her mom would say, give her 2 different options. Do you want to wear this or do you want to wear that? That's what I want to do for my kids. You know what I'm saying? Give them the opportunity to choose at a young age. You know what I'm saying? When me and Kat first met in English class, our teacher was telling us how we do things to our kids that keep them in a bubble. They keep them closed-minded. So, like, we tell our boys not to cry. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we took our son who's 3 or 4 years old and we took him to the store and he wants to buy a toy and he starts to cry and all that, we tell them, don't cry. Boys don't cry. You know what I'm saying? They don't do that. But with females, we coddle them a little bit. We're like, oh, no, it's okay. You can cry. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to cry. It's your choice to cry. But with the boys, we tell them, don't cry. Boys don't cry. And then we grow up that mentality. So now boys are like, oh, I don't want to show emotion. Because growing up, showing emotion got you in trouble. So that's why a lot of these young men these days don't want to show emotion, especially when they're in a relationship with the female. The reason I bring this up is because that didn't just happen overnight. That is something that happened generations ago that has now brought up to this generation where we're not showing emotion. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's uncool to show emotion in front of your girlfriend or showing emotion in front of your friends or your family. It's not the cool thing to do. So that's why I'd say it's a great thing to see the open-mindedness of the young men who are doing these challenges, because the same way we didn't show emotion for all these generations because it was passed down, they're going now to pass down this mindset of acceptance. You know, we accept all. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm looking forward to, you know? So as we do that, the world just gets better. You know what I'm saying? Like, when by the time I have grandkids and great-great-grandkids and my great-great-great-great-grandkids and all that, they'll be at a different state where they'll have open-mindedness at such a young age that they'll decide what they want to do and how they want to do it by the time they're 10, 11 years old and be like, I want to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to start a lemonade stand because I want to buy the PS8 or the PS9. You know what I'm saying? The PlayStation 9, the PlayStation 10. I want to, they'll start, rather than be like, hey, mom, dad, can you buy me this game system for Christmas? They'll be like, hey, if I start now in the summer with a lemonade stand and I start charging this amount for lemonades, and then once I make enough money for that, I can make lemonades and then maybe bring in cookies or brownies as well and buy some of that, or make them and still create a profit, then they'll start in a way to realize like, oh, I don't need mom and dad to pay for my stuff. You know what I'm saying? So by the time they're 15, they already understand and grasp in their mind what it is to work and create and manage. You know what I'm saying? By the time they're 15, 16 years old. So by the time they're in college, they should already kind of have a grasp of what they really want to do. And then when they get there, they go, okay, cool. So rather than seeing school as an obstacle, like college and all that as an obstacle to do what you want to do, they see it as a pathway. Like, oh, I can go to college and do it this way, or I cannot go to college and go down this route of hard work and, you know, innovation and all that and do it this way as well. We're giving a path to our new generation. You know what I'm saying? That's what I see when I see these trends. And that's what I'm trying to get across. It's not that it's just about the trend. It's about the generations of 4 or 5 generations down the road that we're changing. You know what I'm saying? Slowly. We're changing that slowly, but surely. And that's what the important part is that once you start to change things slowly, we get to that part of like, wow, I can see that. Our kids can see that. You know what I'm saying? So as I tell you this, I hope that if you have kids or you're about to have kids, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, the things that you teach your kids, because they listen to your every word. They hang on your every word. So if you're one of those parents that are telling your sons, don't cry because you're a boy, you're not helping them. You know what I'm saying? You're actually hurting them in the long run. Because right now it might be annoying for him to cry, so you tell him to be quiet. But 10 years from now, you've messed him up to the point where now he doesn't want to show emotion in front of you. So he doesn't want to come to you for help anymore. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want to accept the fact that, oh, I can go to my dad or my mom and say, hey, mom, I need help with this, because you shut him down for such a long time and made them believe that, oh, you shouldn't be doing this, that they just shut down. And it hurts your relationship with your kids, but it also hurts their future relationships with not only their boyfriend or girlfriend, but also with their children as well, you know? So that's the message I'm trying to get out to everybody. It's the generations after us that we need to start getting prepared for. Because that's what we're working towards. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to have to raise our kids in a world where if they feel like they're different, that they have to hide it. There's so many, going through high school and college, there's so many kids that I've seen that literally, that just hide who they really are. They feel like they have to put a persona on for when they go out, when they step out their door of the house. You know what I'm saying? They have to create a different person so they don't get judged. And I think that's not right. But that comes from a generation before us. That comes from 6, 7 generations before us of mindset of people going, oh, you're different? I'm not going to accept you as different. So either meet the standard of what we think is normal or get lost. You know what I'm saying? And that comes from generations in the past. So when I say acceptance is key, it truly is, because we don't want our kids to grow up in a world where they're not accepted for who they are or what they are. You know what I'm saying? We want our kids to know that if you want to be this, you can. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you're a female and you want to, you know, transform yourself into a female, whatever, do it. Do it. If that makes you happy, great. You know what I'm saying? If you want to wear, if a boy wants to wear women clothing, do it. If that makes you feel good, and you're expressing yourself to the world, do it. You know what I'm saying? And I know some of you guys are going to say, well, Steve, you don't have kids, so you don't know what you're talking about. That is true. I will agree. I do not have kids. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how I would act if my son ever came to me telling me that either he was either gay or, you know, he likes wearing women clothing or stuff like that. I don't know how I would act. I can tell you that. 50% of me would think that I would act the wrong way, not because I don't like gays or bis or I'm not a, you know, like I'm judgmental, just because the generations before me have told me, no, that's wrong. So 50% of me would be like, that's not right. You should not be, no. But now that I'm at this point of my life where I'm open, I'm more open-minded, the other 50% would be like, let's stand back and let's listen to what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? Let's find out if this truly is what he wants. Because if it is, then fine. It's time to now throw on that switch of acceptance and being like, okay, I accept you for who you are. You are my son or you are my daughter. I accept you. So how do we get to that point of making sure you can express yourself around me without me shutting you down? You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be hard. For a fact, it's gonna be hard. I never said it was gonna be easy. You know, I don't know if I'll ever be in that position, but I would hope that if you have been in that position, or if you're about to have a kid, that should be part of your brain. And the worst part is no one tells you how to be a parent. That's the worst part. No one ever tells you how to be a parent. So, but what we do is that we follow what our parents did, our grandparents and our great-great-grandparents, what their standards were. So then we try to take that and enforce that into our kids. And I have to tell you, not everything that our past generations have taught us is correct. You know what I'm saying? Especially from a world that, like, oh, hey, like, at some point we were segregating whites and blacks. That comes from generations in the past. And we find out generations later that was wrong. We shouldn't have been doing that. That's a big no-no. So now that we're at this, now that we get to that point, I would hope you guys would have that mental capacity to be like, okay, I know what I was taught in the past, but here I am open-minded. Let me listen. Let me listen and try to understand. Because one of the hardest things that I've never understood were when boys came out that they were feeling that they were gay, or they were feeling like they were a woman inside. They, like, the parents would send them off to like this church or these camps or academies of pastors, and they were gonna pray the gay away. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the mindset of the past. And then all that did was either two things usually happened. Either A, the boy would either go and pretend like he was straight because he wanted to go home, because he missed his family, he missed his mom, his sister, his brothers, and all that, and his dad. Or they just committed suicide because they kept getting told that they were wrong. They were not doing what God wanted them to do. And I don't know how I'm not trying to get into a preacher mode or anything, but I don't know how you can say God doesn't want you to do this when God gave free will to everyone. You know what I'm saying? It's the one thing he gives to every human being out here. He gives free will. So you can't really say that he doesn't want you to make your own path and have your own decisions. You can't. It's the complete opposite. He wants you to have your own decisions. He wants you, if that's what you believe in, believe that he wants you to make your own decisions. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping, that's what I see when I started those things. That's the kind of the mindset of open-mindedness, I think that's a word, that I have when I saw that TikTok and other TikToks here and there as well. I know there was another one that was kind of the same. I forget what it was, but that's the type of thing that I was thinking, you know, because the other day also, I was, me and my girlfriend were, I think it was actually yesterday, we were watching I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry with Kevin James and Adam Sandler and Jessica Biel. Like, That's such a good movie that can't be made today because of the words that they use. Like, they use the words like faggot and all that, and gay and queer in that movie. Now, if they did that now in 2020, that would be frowned upon. But I enjoyed it so much because it was trying, those words weren't, they weren't making those words lightly. Like, they weren't trying to be like, oh, that's not a big deal to say faggot or queer. No, like, that movie made sure, even though Kevin James and Adam Sandler, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's a hilarious movie. Even though they weren't gay, but they had to pretend they were, they took real offense to it because they knew what that word meant. So it's a really good movie. I truly enjoyed it. But that's how, like, seeing that movie, and like, that movie will also help out generations in the future. I would hope dads and moms will put that movie on when their kids are like, you know, 12, 13 years old, so that, again, our future generations will learn what acceptance is and be like, oh, I shouldn't use these words for these type of people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not right. So, but that's just what I thought. Definitely give the movie a watch. And go give the TikTok. Oh, I don't know what the TikTok is called. I don't know what the trend is called. I just know that every once in a blue moon, when I'm scrolling up and down TikTok for a little bit, like everyone else, like, it pops up and it just puts a smile on my face because it's just hilarious. Some of these guys, you can tell, like, whoa, okay. Like, I would never have guessed you would have done that, but I'm glad that you did. You know what I'm saying? Because you're doing a good service for the future of, you know, of these, of people of our generations and people of now, people who are afraid to express themselves, will see these TikToks and be like, oh damn, that guy, he's built, he's huge, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way he be wearing a dress, but here he is doing a dress, doing this challenge. And I hope it would help these young generation that's here now to be like, oh, it's okay to do certain things like that. Like, I shouldn't be worried about what people are going to think about me. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. But guys, thanks for tuning in. I truly appreciate you guys. You guys stay safe. I'll see you again. Oh, guys, don't forget, I got the YouTube down. So, you know, don't forget Philly Talks YouTube. I'm putting some new content up on YouTube in the next couple of days. So keep an eye out for that as well. I'll talk to you. Deuces.